And now on Money News, Life and Technology with Charlie Brown. Thanks to Harvey Norman. Tablets, laptops, cameras, phones. Shop with confidence at Harvey Norman.
We spoke to Charlie Brown just the other night about the problems of Telstra and its outages. Many of you, of course, have spoken to us on this program about some of the problems of it. And also, I'm just wondering about even the days of compensation that they are giving back, whether giving you a Sunday for, say, a Thursday outage is actually reasonable and fair. They say it is. But there's also big problems with phones generally in our society. How many times do you see walking down the street somebody head buried in a phone, oblivious to what is happening around them? How many times do you see people unattentive simply driving their car and you know are not concentrating? Charlie Brown, it simply continues to go to serious and very dangerous limits.
It does, Roscoe. I was driving home on the way home today. There's two things I saw. If you're in New South Wales, we're on double points at the moment because of the Easter long weekend. I saw two things. I saw four cars all on the side of the road, four people in the car talking, holding their phone while talking, engines running. Now, that's illegal. You've got to turn the engine off if you're actually going to be parked on the side of the road and you want to be talking on your phone. That's the rule, right? If you're going to touch your phone, you have to have the engine off. Have the engine running. The second thing I saw was people in the traffic touching their phones and looking at the screen while they were waiting for the red light. Now, the phone has to be in an approved dock, and you can only touch it if you're going to be answering a call, and you're not going to actually do anything more beyond that. You're not allowed to sit there, dial numbers in, and look up emails and all those things, even if you've got an approved dock. That's the rules. Now, if you want that in detail, look it up on your state government's website. All of it is listed out there, and if you're in New South Wales, you will be hit with double points if you're caught this long weekend. So don't touch your phone in the car.
Don't touch your phone in the car. That's right. But then there's an amazing story which has come out just even the last day or so from China, where a waitress texting in the restaurant has actually caused absolute chaos in this restaurant, hasn't she? Did you see this story?
I did, how she started a fire.
She bumped into a gas tank, started a fire. Then basically the LPG tank sort of basically spewed out clouds of gas. Everybody panicked. The cloud of gas ignited, turned the kitchen into a fireball, obscured the CCTV footage. That's been uploaded onto YouTube if you want to have a look at this. It's astonishing. And it's all because she had her head buried in her phone and simply bumped into something.
Yeah, and this has been going on since the dawn of time of
technology. The dawn of time of technology and phones, that's right.
There's a lady in the United States who walked into a fountain in a shopping centre because she was looking at a phone while she was walking. And she said that nobody stopped to help her. I think it's because they're too busy picking themselves up off the floor because they're laughing so hard.
I would have to say that. We're all guilty of being disrupted by technology. There is no doubt about it. And technology does improve our lives in so many ways. But it really does become a little antisocial in other ways when you just see it being used and abused in so many ways. I tell you what, Charlie, we're going to get ourselves moving tonight. We're going to leave you go. You have a great weekend and a great Easter, won't you?
And to all your listeners, happy Easter to you and to all of those guys.
Yeah, Charlie Brown, Life and Technology, great with his time here on the program.